It's the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores. Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. Hey, it's Sean Del Grande, and we've got over 800 brand new Mazdas with outstanding incentives, like low monthly lease payments and low APR financing. Yep, it's just a great time to buy. So don't miss the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
Financing on approval of credit.
Now, stand by for Barracuda Bonus. The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
Tough one this afternoon for the Barracuda. They led 2-0 against the Ontario Reign after 20 minutes of play. They put 44 shots on net, but the Reign stormed back with four unanswered, and Ontario makes it wins in four straight as they pick up the 4-2 victory. And with the win, Ontario improves to 11-4-1-1 on the year. The Barracuda close out their season-long seven-game homestand with just two wins over the seven games. They fall to 4-8-4 on the year. They stay put at 12 points. Ontario up to now 24 on the year. And they remain just 3 points behind the Calgary Wranglers for the top spot in the division. Calgary won earlier this afternoon 3-1 against the Abbotsford Canucks. With the loss, the Barracuda are now 3-6-3. They have played the most home games in the AHL at 12, but they've got just three wins on home ice this year, four in total. And unfortunately, they finish this homestand in the losing column in a game that you felt like they certainly deserved to win, but a couple of lapses turned out to be the difference, including the tying goal from Favigimo late in the second and the go-ahead goal, the goal that turned out to be the game winner, a 2-on-1 early in the third. Let's recap this one. We'll go back to the first period. It started off outstanding for John McCarthy's team. They did not score last night, and tonight they score on their first shot of the game, and they'd wait just 2 minutes and 37 seconds to do it. Jacob Peterson, his second in his last three games, his third of the year, got things started from Leon Gavanke. Lanius has it come back to him, shovels it forward, and a couple of bodies spill to the surface. Thomas took down Bortolo. Now a wrister! Peterson scores! It changed direction on Partello, and the first shot of the game for the Barracuda finds the twine, and it's 1-0 San Jose. Great start for the Barracuda. Time of the goal, 2:37. Jacob Peterson is third of the year. The Barracuda had something they did not have yesterday. One, a lead, and two, a goal. They didn't score last night. They got a goal early here this afternoon. They took the 1-0 lead in the first, again at 2:37. At 8:09, they'd add on to their advantage. Kind of a scrambly play in front, and Daniil Gushin would snap a five-game goal to Stroud with his fifth of the year. Gavanke, who got the only assist on the Peterson goal, will get the primary helper on the Gushin tally. Radim Shimek would pick up the secondary assist, and the Barracuda would jump out to a 2-0 lead in period number one. Three straight starting on Wednesday. They are back home on December 8th. There's a shot from Well Up. Partello makes the save. Rebound! Shoveled in! Gushin! He scores! A scramble in front, and Daniil Gushin puts it past Partello. And the Barracuda have a 2-0 lead. They are talking this over. They did have a quick discussion. It was deemed a good goal, and you couldn't ask for a better start if you're John McCarthy after a 3-0 loss last night against the Ontario Reign. The Barracuda would take that lead into the first intermission as they outshot the Reign 16-7 in the opening 20 minutes and had a two-goal lead. And they'd actually start the second on an abbreviated power play. Unfortunately, a wraparound goal from Sam Fagima would extend his goal streak to four straight games, his seventh goal of the year. That was at 1:48 to cut the lead down to 2-1. Then at 18:08 of period number two, the Reign would carry it through neutral. They'd gain the line 2-on-1, and Fagima would bank one off of Krona from below the goal line. It somehow dribbled past the goal line, and the Reign would tie the score up at 18:08. Fagimo's eighth of the year from Tynan and Inamoto, and that tied the score up in the second, a really tough goal to give up for the Barracuda. And then in the third, right at the tail end of a Barracuda power play, the Cuda would give it away in the offensive zone, which would lead to an on-man rush back the other way, and the Ontario Reign would take their first lead, a lead they would not give up, as Andre Lee spotted Akil Thomas, and Thomas would fire past Krona. At the 1:37 mark, it came on Ontario's first shot of the third period. The rain would cash in again in 1932, an empty netter from Clark, who extends his point streak to 9 straight games. Maltsev and Thomas pick up the assists. Barracuda finished with 44 shots on net. Portillo makes 42 saves, and he made 40 consecutive stops dating back to that first period to pick up the win. He is now 5-1 on the year. The losing goaltender, Magnus Crona, he is 1-4-2. And the Barracuda finish off this long homestand in tough, tough fashion as they fall tonight to a team in Ontario who's really starting to prove they are in the upper echelon in the American Hockey League, at least through a month and change. Let's go over our three stars this afternoon. The number three star for the Ontario Reign, their captain, TJ Tynan, finished the afternoon with 2 assists, had a +2 rating, 1 shot on net, and 2 penalty minutes. Our number two star, Leon Gavanke. Gavanke finished with 2 helpers himself. He had 5 shots on net. Only Cole Castle, 6, had more on the Barracuda. He's the number two star. And Sam Fagimo, again, 2 more goals. He is on fire. He's up to 8 on the year. He's the number one star. I think he can give Eric Portillo a star as well. He was outstanding. We mentioned it. He stopped 40 straight after giving up that second goal way back in the first period. So for the Barracuda, they're back on the ice on Wednesday in Coachella Valley. That's a 7 o'clock puck drop. We'll have pregame coverage on the Sharks Audio Network beginning at 6:30. Meanwhile, the Reign, they return back home. They are on the ice on Tuesday as they host the Tucson Roadrunners. Barracuda returned back to TechCU Arena on December 8th and 9th to take on the Henderson Silver Knights. Game length tonight, 2 hours, 24 minutes, 2,077 sod here on Frenzy's birthday. Sharks in action tonight. They drop the puck at 7 against the Vancouver Canucks. They'll have pregame coverage on the Sharks Audio Network beginning at 6:30. That'll do it for our coverage here at TechCU Arena. The Barracuda hard luck loss 4-2 at the hands of the Ontario Reign. Again, we're back on the air on Wednesday at 6:30 with pregame coverage live from Palm Desert as the Barracuda make their first trip to face the Firebirds on the season. Until Wednesday, I'm Nick Nolenberger reminding you again of this afternoon's score. The Reign 4, the Barracuda 2. Until Wednesday, we'll say so long and good afternoon from TechCU Arena in San Jose. Ready.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey.